Here's Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we're going to begin on the fourth line, the fourth wide line of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Yesterday, the last Gemara we had learned was regarding Gram Kibbutz, where we learned in the Mishnah that and the Gemara reinforced it, that Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Anas are makel on Gram Kibbutz, and Rav Yossi is a machmer in Gram Kibbutz. Ask the Gemara. Rami de Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, we're going to have a steamer in Rabbanan. Rami de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have a steamer in Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, there's a brisa. Harei shay yishem kosuloy apsori. Somebody has the shame Hashem written on his skin. Harei ze lo yuchatz, he's not allowed to wash that. V'lo yosuch, he's not allowed to anoint it. V'lo yamid b'mokum at neifus, and he's not allowed to stand in a place that's dirty because the shame Hashem, and you're not allowed to erase it or have the shame Hashem in a dirty place. Nizdam lo tefillah shel mitzvah, if he has to go to the mikvah, says the braisa, karach legemi, he should put a reed, some sort of a bandage, on top of that, shem Hashem v'yar v'tayvel. And that's how he could go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yosi Omer, l'olam yar v'tayvel kedarkoi, he could go to the mikvah as he wants, uvach lo yishashif, he just shouldn't rub the shem Hashem. So the Gemara first will focus on Rabbi Yosi. Here, Rabbi Yossi says that a gram mechikas Hashem is mutter, as long as you don't rub it. Even if you go into the mikveh and it'll dissolve, I don't care. And by gram kibui, yesterday Rabbi Yossi was very machmer. Answers the Gemara: Shani hasam da amikra, the pasuk that teaches us how to treat the shem Hashem says that embadatam eshmam and makmahu, you should destroy the shem of the avodah zarah. However, lo sas v'kein l'shem l'keichem, don't do that to the Shem Hashem. So we learn, a si Yehud Asar, strictly, actively erasing the Shem Hashem is Asar, grama shari. But gram is mutter. Ask the Gemara, if so, ihocha hachanami, by Shabbos also, ksiv, what does it say in the pasuk? Lo sas v'kein l'shem, a si Yehud Asar, grama shari, only actively doing a malacha is Asar, indirect is mutter. Says the Gemara, you're right. The only reason on Shabbos we're not allowing you to take an active role in carrying out the items when the house is on fire, as we've been talking for the last couple of days, is because a person gets concerned when his financial status is at stake, and if you're going to start to let him carrying everything out, he'll extinguish it. So where are we up to? Rabbi Yossi really holds grama is mutter both by Shabbos and by Shem Hashem. By Shabbos, there's a special gzeira of mitach shadim bal. Ask the Gemara, hachi kasha d'rabban ad rabbanan. Like Tosfos points out, the hachi is superfluous. The kasha d'rabban ad rabbanan is a kasha on its own. Here the rabbanan say that gram is mutter by mechikas Hashem, and yesterday we learned that rabbanan hold gram kibui is mutter. And the Gemara strengthens the question. Or ma hasam, if by Shabbos, the adam ball on the moinoid, that a person gets confused when it's dealing with mammon. Shari, still the rabbanan say that gram kibui is mutter hocha. So by mechikas Hashem, like koshkein, where there is this, no, where we don't have this concept, certainly there should be maskim, says the Gemara of Tisbra. Let's think it through. Hi gemi. We learned according to rabbanan, what do you do? You put on the shem Hashem, a gemi. Let's understand, let's analyze this gandhi. Hey chidami, how are you placing it on the Shem Hashem? Either mekadik, if you put it on tight, have a chatzitza. So we know when you go to the mikveh, you're not allowed to have any chatzitza, any partition on your on when you go to the mikveh. If, on the other hand, iloy mehadik, if you don't put it on tight, I'll be maya. So the water will come in. So what do you accomplish with it? Ask the Gemara, if you're focusing on chatzitza, you don't have to talk about the actual thing that's covering the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is written with ink, and that ink is a chatzitza. So that's not a problem, because the ink is lach, it's still moist. And the Tanya, the Brisa says, Hadam v'adyoy v'advash v'acholov, blood, ink, honey, milk, yevashin, when they're dried on, chaytitz in their chatzitza, lachin, but when they're moist, ain't chaytitz. So chatzitza is not an issue. Of a mikom akum kasha, we're back to where we started. According to the Rabbanon, why can't you just go to the mikveh? Answers the Gemara, El Amarav Rav Sheila. Hanu Tamay Drabonin. This is the reason Drabonin tell you to put on the Gemi. The Kesavar Asa Lamed Bifnei Hashem Arum. It's a new problem. In other words, Grom is Mutter. Even by Mechikas Hashem. Why are they telling you to cover it up? Because you're going to the Mikveh without any clothing on, and you're not allowed to stand in front of Shem Hashem without any clothing. Ask the Gemara, so now according to Rabbi Yossi, that didn't require you to put on the Gemi. What's Rabbi Yossi going to say? Mechlad Rabbi Yossi, Sover, Mutlefnei, Hashem Orem? Is there anybody that's going to tell you that you're allowed to stand in front of Shem Hashem without clothing? Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yossi tells you the Manach Yadele. Put your hand on top of it. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan Nami the Manach Yadele. According to Rabbanan, why don't they tell you to just do that? Why do they tell you you have to put on the Gemi? Answers the Gemara. Zimin the Mishtalei V'Shakalei. You'll forget yourself. And your sack is supposed to go in with your hand covering the Shem Hashem. But you'll forget yourself, and then you have a problem that you're standing in front of Shem Hashem without clothing. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Nami Zim the Mishkel V'Shakalei. If there's that concern that the person is going to forget himself, so according to Rabbi Yossi, we have the same concern. Says the Gemara, you're right. El Idiyik Gemi, if there is a Gemi, Hachi Nami, everybody agrees that the right thing to do is cover up the Shem Hashem, because you're not allowed to stand in front of Shem Hashem without clothing, and just using your hand to cover it is weak. Hacha B'Mayiskin L'Aduri Gemi. Where there is no Gemi available, and the Hashayla is like this, should you go to the mikveh like it is, or should you try to get the Gemi? Rabbanan Savri, Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah. Even if you're supposed to go today to the mikveh, it's not. You could go today, but if you don't go today, you'll go tomorrow. So if you don't go tomorrow, you'll get the Gemi tomorrow. But Madvinan, so get the Gemi rather than go to the mikveh on time. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Tefillah B'Zman Mitzvah. When you're supposed to go to the mikveh, it's a mitzvah to go in the right time. So what are you going to do? You're going to lose going to the mikveh because you're looking for the Gemi. That's not acceptable. And that's why Loi Madrinan, go to the mikveh with just putting your hand on top of the Shem Hashem. Ask the Gemara, the Sover Rabbi Yossi, Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that when the Zman to go to the mikveh comes, you have to go no matter what? V'atanya. There's a Braisa Masech Yuma. It's talking about a Yom Kippur. I have to strongly caution. This Braisa is not Halacha L'maisa for nowadays. Because nowadays, you're not allowed to go to the mikveh in Yom Kippur no matter who, what, when. But the Braisa says, Hazov Azova, V'Metzoyra Metzoraz. Azov, or a Metzoyra. Or a Boil Nida, somebody who had relations with his wife when she was a Nida. V'Tamimeis, whose day to come to the mikveh comes out on Yom Kippur. Tzivilosim V'Yoyim, they go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur by day. They always go to the mikveh by day, these people. And they'll go, if the time to go to the mikveh is Yom Kippur by day, go. Nida v'yoledes, the time when a nida or a woman who had childbirth is supposed to go to the mikveh is tefilasim balayla. Their time to go to the mikveh is at night. So if their time to the mikveh comes out Yom Kippur evening, go to the mikveh. Balkeri, if somebody, we spoke about this a lot in Masech the Brachos, if somebody emits semen, so he's supposed to go to the mikveh right afterwards. Toiv v'hoylich kolayim kulay. So whenever he has the keri, goes to the mikveh right afterwards. Says Rabbi Yossi, min amincha l'malo, ein etzarech litbar. Let's say somebody saw Kerry on Yom Kippur after he davened mincha. So Rabbi Yossi says, let's analyze this person. Rabbi Yossi holds, Rashi says, you could daven ne'ilah on matzah Yom Kippur. So if he, let's say he davened mincha, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he finished mincha. 5 o'clock he sees Kerry. The zman is 7. Says Rabbi Yossi, wait till matzah Yom Kippur. Ah, you have to daven ma'ariv, you'll daven ma'ariv after the mikveh. Ah, you have to daven ne'ilah, you'll daven ne'ilah after the tefillah. But don't go to the mikveh Yom Kippur. But if, ask the Gemara, we just finished saying that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, then whenever you could go, whenever the time for you to go to the mikveh is, go. So why is he waiting to matzah Yom Kippur? He should go right now. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hahi, that's a different Rabbi Yossi. Hahi Rabbi Yossi by Yehudihi. That's a different Rabbi Yossi, Damadayat Til Bachroina. There's a Gemara Masecht Nida. I'm not going to review the Gemara now. We're learning the Mitzvah Shem Masecht Nida. The Gemara speaks about a woman who has a lot of possible obligation to go to the mikveh. She doesn't know if she had a boy or she had a girl. She doesn't know if she was a Nida or a Zava. So she goes to the mikveh in the earliest time, possibly, but she's not Tor, because she still has the other Sveikis on her. And the Rabbi, so One man the Omer, the man the Omer holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, says keep on going to the mikvah, even though it doesn't do anything for you, because you have to wait till the last possible time. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no. Since all these preliminary going to the mikvah won't make her tar anyway, until she's 100% tar, go once at the end. Why? Because tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah. The Rabbi Yosef that the Bryce is quoting that holds tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah is that Rabbi Yosef, not the Rabbi Yosef al Gemara. Rabbi Yosef al Gemara holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And that's the halacha, that the halacha is that on Yom Kippur you're not supposed to go to the mikvah. Asks Rav Shach, a gewaldige kasha. He says, going to the mikvah, even nowadays, that we're not makbid on Tefillas Ezra. We learned the Gemara, that Divrei Torah is like Eish. Divrei Torah is like fire, we're not makbid on Tefillas Ezra. But everybody agrees that it's advantageous. So why not go to the mikvah, if you can? And we're saying, it's this man. So Rav Shach says the only time we'll tell you to go to the mikveh, even if it's on Yom Kippur, is after going to the mikveh you'll be tahor. But nowadays, let's say somebody's balkeri and he goes to the mikveh. Afterwards, he'll still be tamei because we're all tamei mace. So for that person, we won't let him go to the mikveh nowadays in Yom Kippur. Now, as we end the sugya, we have to really analyze the sugya. We have to think it through. The Gemara began by comparing gram kibui to gram mechikas Hashem. The Gemara wanted to compare it. That's the whole sugya. That just like you're not allowed to cause extinguishing, you're not allowed to cause the Shem Hashem to be erased. Asks the Beis Yitzchak, Lemberger Ruf. He asks, there's a fundamental difference between mechikas Hashem and kibui. In kibui, on Melech HaShabbos, there's an issa gavra. You, the person, are not allowed to do a melacha. In Mechikas Hashem, it's not a din on the person, it's a din on the heft, it's a din on the item. You're not allowed to have the Shem Hashem erased. So how do you compare the two situations? That's one question. Then there's another question, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was making the foundation of Beis HaMikdash, the foundation wanted to flood the world. It started spurting up water, and it was a sakana. So David HaMelech asked, can I throw in a piece of paper with the Shem Hashem to get the water to subside? So Achitofel, famous Gemara, Achitofel made a kavachomer. Ma, that you could use the Shem Hashem to bring shalom between a husband and a wife by a saita, certainly here you could throw in the Shem. So the question is, after learning this Gemara, what's the whole question? It was only a grama, and a grama is mutter. So what's the shaila? We had a Gemara last week. We spoke about the Shaila. The Rabbi Shmuel was writing brachas, and they weren't supposed to write brachas in those times, and he was getting caught, so he threw it into a pocket of water. So again, and the Gemara says, Gol oynish avon acham ani rishon, because he was meichik Hashem, he was erasing Shem Hashem. He wasn't. It was only a grama. He only threw it in. He didn't rub it. If we're only saying grama is mut is usser, all these things should be mutter. So I want to say a mahalach like this. It's not completely mine. There are two concepts. There's a concept of mechika. You're not allowed to erase a Shem Hashem. That is only when you actively moichik Shem Hashem. When you erase Shem Hashem, groma, we just finished learning the sugya, is mutter. But in mechika Shem Hashem, there's another concept. There's a concept that you have to show respect to Shem Hashem. That's already a gavra. That's not a heftza. Every Jew has the obligation of showing cover to Shem Hashem. So Enechanami, David knew when he's throwing that piece of paper into the pit there that it's not mechika. But it's also, his question was, is that showing cover? Rabbi Shmuel knew when he threw those sidurim into the pocket that it's not mechika. But is it showing cover? And that's really the concept of the whole parak. Because the Mefarshim asked, what's the whole concept of this parak? That if there's a fire, we made a kol kisvei. We made a special heter to allow you to take the kisvei kodesh out. Why do you have to go out of your mind to take the kisvei kodesh out? It's only a grama. You didn't do anything actively to burn it. True, you didn't do any grama, but you have a chiv to be mechabed Shem Hashem. You have a chiv to treat Shem Hashem with respect. And that you didn't do if you let the svarim chas v'shalom burn in the house on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, where is this relevant? I'll tell you where it's relevant. Nowadays, we live in a world of tape, we live in a world of internet. So, people have on internet, or on tapes, or on videos, DVDs, whatever, They have shiurim. You video a chasna. They have brachas with the Shem Hashem. So you allowed to erase it. So this question was already asked by Rav Moshe. He was asked about an old-fashioned tape recorder. So Rav Moshe says to call it a mechika. He says you can't call it a mechika because it's not really writing. Actually, the Michas Chinuch says even in our Gemara it's hard to call it mechika because writing on skin where it doesn't belong, maybe that's not mechika. The Michas Chinuch asks, but Rav Moshe says even though it's not called mechika, it's mechura adover. To erase Shem Hashem is not nice. What's pshat? Pshat is, I think, what we're saying. There's a separate concept of treating Shem Hashem with respect. And if you have Shem Hashem on a tape and you erase it, is that treating Shem Hashem with respect? Rav Moshe says mechur adover. That's what the Michas Yitzchak says. There's an issue about taking newspapers that have Divrei Torah in them to the bathroom. Is that treating Divrei Torah with respect? And with that, we'll just end off this piece with something we spoke about last week. We spoke to Shaila last week. They said a lot of Shalas and Tshuvas from speak about this. If somebody is in a hospital, that all of his belongings can't, it's a one-way street. Everything goes in, gets burnt. So we spoke of his ladder bringing his tefillin. So we said a lot of Gedolei Yisrael were machmer. And people asked after the shiur specifically, it's only a grumma. I took the tefillin in, the patient took the tefillin in with the best intention. The hospital doesn't let it out, so I shouldn't wear tefillin? The answer is, you're right. It may not be the Reb Nochum Weinfeld, the Chpina Rav's brother, the Dumber of a Rav. He says this. It may not be mechika, but it's certainly not treating tefillin with the respect. It's not treating Shem Hashem with respect. And I'll just end with a story about, he was the first person that really wrote a lot of tshuvas about this inyan. I'll end off with a quick story. When he was the Rav in Dumbrov. When the Nazis came into Dumbrov, he was able to escape. And he got to the border, and he had with him his tefillin and some sfarim. And as he got to the border, his tefillin fell. So he bent down to pick him up. The guard at the border took his gun and knocked down the tefillin and fell on the floor again. So he bent down again to pick him up. And then the guard did it again. And then the guard told him, if you bend down this time, I'm going to use the gun to kill you. So he had no choice. He had to leave him there. He got to the town, it was Shinova, he got to that town. He came to the first Jew's house he was able to get to. He came into the house. He lay down and died immediately. His brother said, the Chabina Rav said, when he heard the story about his brother, how he died, he said, my brother was the one that was so makbid about Kedushas Hashem. He wrote all these tshuvas about Kedushas Hashem. When he had to be a person that acted without respect, it was obviously a Makom Sakana, but still, he couldn't withstand it and he couldn't stay in this world. Says the Mishnah. Nachri Shabal Chabos, now we have a fire, Chas V'Shalom, and a guy comes to extinguish it. We don't tell him extinguish it, but on the other hand, we don't tell him don't extinguish it. Because a guy, we don't have to make sure that he's Shomer Shabbos. But if a child comes to extinguish a fire, ain't Shomer Shabbos. We don't allow him. We have the responsibility to make sure that he's Shomer Shabbos. And we'll talk about it more in the Gemara. Omer of Ami. So Rav Ami says, if there's Chas V'Shalom a fire, Chazal allowed us to make the following announcement. If anybody comes to extinguish the fire, he won't lose anything. Name him Sayle. Says the Gemara, bring a right from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, if a guy comes to extinguish a fire, we don't tell him to extinguish it, but we don't tell him don't extinguish it. So the Gemara is medayik. We don't explicitly tell him to extinguish the fire. If you just say you won't lose anything by extinguish it, that aminalei. So we have a right, Rav Ami. Says the Gemara, aim a sefer, but look at the sefer of the Mishnah. It said, we don't tell him you don't have to extinguish it. However, to say more than that, the kol mechabe ain't a mafsid, that if you extinguish it, you won't have anything to lose. Nami lo yamrinalei. That we can't tell him. Since the stik of the Reisha and the stik of the Sefer contradict each other, from our Mishnah there's no Raya. But Tosfos says, the Halach is like Rav Ami, that you can make the announcement, Kol HaMechabe Ein HaMafsid, you can make that announcement. From here we see two things, halacha. The first thing we'll talk about more in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's shiur. How far we're really not allowed to use a goy on Shabbos. It's only in this case where there's a fire, and we're not telling him explicitly to extinguish it. We're just telling him you won't have anything to lose. That much is mutter. But to do more than that, when it's not a fire, and it's a malacha deraisa, it's kamat meforish in the Gemara that it's aser. The Gra also says, how far you see, from our Mishnah, you see how far you have to go to Mishayim Shabbos. Here you have a house burning, Rechman al-Tzlan. You could ask a guy to extinguish the fire. It's not a malacha deraisa. Still, he says, rather let your house, chas v'shalom, burn down than to tell the guy explicitly to what he called to be Mechal Shabbos. How far Chazal were makbid in Shmir Shabbos. Tana Rabbonim. Ma'aseh v'nafu d'leik v'chatzer shal Yosef ben Tzimoy. There was a fire in the courtyard of Yosef ben Tzimoy, b'shichin, or ba anchi gistro shal tzapar l'chabbos. The firefighters of Gistra came to extinguish the fire. Neshabatrapa shomelcha. He was the administrator by the king, so they wanted to help him out. V'loy nichon, and he didn't allow them. Nekfoit Shabbos. He didn't even want to allow them to do that. The nasloines, but a miracle happened. The yodu gishomim, rain came down. The kibu, and they extinguished the fire. Le'erev shigul kol echmem shtei sloim. He sent every one of the firefighters two sloim. Ulafachshem the fire chief chamishim 50. Shamacham bedover. When Chazal heard what he did, amaloy tzarach lekach. He didn't have to stop them from extinguishing the fire. Shishaninu. Because we just learned in our Mishnah, Shenachru Shabal Chabos, if a guy comes to extinguish the fire, ain't only Kabei v'alta Kabei. We don't tell him to do it. We don't tell him not to do it. They came on their own. Why did he give them money? So two reasons I saw the Ben Yehoyada says. One reason is that people should say, you know why he didn't want to, you know why he didn't want them to extinguish the fire? Because he was cheap. He was a tsar ayin. So he said, I wasn't doing it to save money. Another reason is he didn't want to have hano from my sinisim. Like this, he said it wasn't that I needed the nace. I was ready to spend the money on it. It was just Shmir Shabbos. Before, as we start ending the sugyas about a fire on Shabbos, halach lemaisa, the Ramah says that nowadays if there's a fire on Shabbos, you are allowed to call non-Jewish firemen for two reasons. First of all, you never know who is in the house, and that it could spread and it could affect, it could become a shiloh of sakonis nefashis. And also he says, since we live between goyim, it's Eva. If you're going to let your house, Chas v'Shalom, burn down and not do anything, it will certainly not cause a great Kiddush Hashem by Goyim. And that's why nowadays you could call firefighters, the Ramah says. You have to get a Goy to do it. A Jew can't do it. You have to do everything with the Rabbanan. Unless it's a Sakonas Nefashis, if there are people trapped in there. We learned in the Mishnah, Avakot Nishabal Chabos, if a child comes to extinguish the fire, Ain't Shemin Loi, Neshishivos Eileim. Because you have the responsibility to make sure that your child is Shem Shabbos. Shema Mikmino, says the Gemara, from what do we see? There's a Shaila, big sugim sechti yavomis, baf kuf yodalad. Speaks about, if you see a child doing Aveira, do you have to stop him or not? From our Mishnah we see that you have to stop him, because we're not allowing the child to extinguish the fire. Shamina katan oichon nevelis, if a child is eating something non-kosher, bezden mitzumna lavla frishoi, bezden have to stop him. Amr of Yochanan. So Yochanan says there's no Rai from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about Katan Ha'oisal Das Ladas Aviv. It's talking about a child that knows that his father wants him to extinguish the fire. Ask the Gemara. If that's the case, the Kavasogah Benokri, the Nokri also knows the Ka'ov Ladat Yisrael, that the Jew is happy what he's doing, and is then Mishari is a mutter. The guy that comes to extinguish the fire, he's doing it for his own purposes, because he wants to get paid. Or he gets paid to be a firefighter. The Jewish child that's doing it is only doing it because he knows that's what his father wants him to do. And that's why it's different and it's awesome. So the first of all, Taisa says, the entire discussion about a child here is a child who's below the age of chinuch. If he's the age of chinuch, certainly you can't let him be mechal Shabbos. You have a chiv to be mechanechim. But even by a child less than the age of chinuch, we know he's doing it al das aviv. He knows that his father is happy. So as machlokes rishonim, how does he know? Does he know because he sees his father standing there and saying, yeah, I want you to do it? He could see on his father's facial expressions. Or the Rambam says he doesn't even have to be standing there. The fact that the child could understand that this is what my father would want me to do, even if the father is not sending him the message doesn't have to be sent. It's obvious. Now, why is the halacha that you're not allowed to let a child do an aveira? So Gemara Masechet Yevamah says, because the pasuk says, lo yisachilum. You're not allowed to give them something non-kosher. But it's interesting. The Rishonim, the Rashba, and Al Gemara says, you know why a child is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on behalf of his father? Because it says in the pasuk, v'sasakom melocha atu abincha, you and your children. So now the question that the Echroinim ask is, why do I need a separate pasuk that a child is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on behalf of his father, of v'sasakom melocha? Why can't I include it in the lav of v'sachilum? Why can't I include it in the lav of v'sachilum? Why do I need a separate lav? So I saw three answers in the Achroinim. One answer from the Imri Bina is like this. If it would only be because of Lo Yisachilum, then maybe the child would be allowed to do it. Why? Because we've been speaking over 100 blat that Shabbos watz osim meleches machsheves. It requires machshava. A child has no machshava. So if it only would be because of Lo Yisachilum, a child's melech is not meleches machsheves. I need a special pasuk ubincha. A second teretz that I saw from the Achiezer, from Chaim Oizer, is like this. Lysachilim tells you that you're not allowed to give him something non-kosher to eat. If he takes it by himself, you don't necessarily have to stop him. Lysasakam alocha means that even if he does it on his own, you have to stop him. And a third teretz that I saw from Chaim Velozhiner is like this. It's a Lomdish teretz. Whenever a child, if somebody gives a child to eat something non-kosher, and the child eats it, what lav are they over? Are they over lois achilum, or are they over the lav of machalos asuris? So Zakhtar Chaim Velozhin, they're over the lav of lois achilum, not machalos asuris. There's a new lav of lois achilum that applies to all lavim, but it's a separate lav. The Pasuk is teaching us that if a child is machal Shabbos, it's not just that he's over lois achilum, he's a machal Shabbos. And the father that gave it to him is a machal Shabbos, with all the halachas of a machal Shabbos. One more question before we finish the sugya. There's a concept of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. If I tell somebody to do an aveira, so I'm over the aveira, not the shliach. The shliach's over the aveira, not me. Why? Because the Gemara says, the shliach is over, not me. Means that the shliach gets the one does it, the shliach. If I... Okay, the one that does it, the messenger. Let's speak in English. Who gets the aveira? The messenger or the one that sent him? The messenger. However, the Gemara Bava Metzia says there's an exception. Let's say the messenger is not a bal aveira. Let's say the messenger is not a bal aveira. Then the one that sent him is over the aveira. So now let's go to our case. The guy is extinguishing the fire. So the guy is not over an aveira. He's a guy. So if in that case, what's the halacha? The one that sent him is over the aveira. So how could I let the guy extinguish my fire? So the Nesiva says a beautiful teretz. He says, what is the chiyuv on Shabbos? The chiyuv on Shabbos is that a Jew has to be b'matzav menucha. He has to be in a status of resting. If a guy is extinguishing my fire, am I in a status of resting? I am in a status, maybe not, I may not feel that great, but am I in a status, halachic status of resting? I am in the halachic status of resting. So I didn't do an aveira, and the guy certainly didn't do an aveira, and that's why there's no problem. Continues the Mishnah. There are more tzrutzim, but there's no time. If there's a fire, if there's a candle that you're concerned is starting to jump up and may hit the beam, chas v'shalom, so you could take a plate and cover on top of the candle, it shouldn't hit the kaira. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, don't use a metal plate, because if you use a metal plate, that's havara, by making the metal hot. And Mishnah Berurah also says you have to leave a little room open for oxygen to come in, otherwise you extinguish the fire, which would be awesome. V'atzoyah shel katan, or if there is waste of a child, v'al'akrev, if there's a snake, shel tishach. So we have to remember Gemara we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. The halacha is, ein keli nitel el tzarech davar nitel. You can't take a keli, you can't take a utensil and move it for the purpose of something which is muksa. Tzoyah is muksa. So how could you take a keli to cover it? An akriv is muksa. How can you take it? So the answer is that since it's a danger, or you could get dirty with the tzoya. Chazal will make them. On Rabbi Huda, there was a story that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with the person who trapped the akrif. There's a shail of achatas. So what's pshat? So the way the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, explained the Mishnah is like this. Tanakama holds that if somebody puts a plate on top of an akrif, not to bite him, there's no shail of a deraisa. It's mlokshen tzrich l'gufo. And that's why, since it's dangerous, just cover it up. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, is Aser. So you have a problem of Tzedah. So why is it a Chashash of a Chattis? Why is it only a Shaila? It's certainly a Chattis. Because we learned the Halacha, when we learned the Halachas of Tzedah, something that's aimed with Minoy Nitzot, something that's the type of animal that's not normally caught. There is no Tzedah. So here, Rabbi Yochanan said, Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is not a Heter, because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The only heter I have is because it may be aimed at minay nitzar, it's not seder. Begins the Gemara. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Rav Abba, Rav Chana, Rav, these three Amoraim, ikle bay oven, demin neshakya. They came to bay oven of neshakya's home. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Rav Abba, to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmi, Rav Abba, isola periyisa. They brought him nice couches, nice chairs to sit on. Rav Chana, Rav, loy isolay. He refused to give, he didn't give Chanan bar Rava a nice chair. So obviously Chanan bar Rava was a little upset at him, as we will see. Ashchei masnin lebrei. Then he saw Oven learning with his son, and he said like this, Vatsoye shel katan, he learned what we learned in the Mishnah, but he learned it with a twist, that you're allowed to cover up the tsoya of a child with nei katan, because you don't want the children to get dirty by touching it. Omlei, Avin Shatya, Avin is a fool, Masnesh Tusil Ibnei, and he's teaching his children foolish things. Why? Vahloy Yatzim Mechanis Laklovim. Tsoy is not muksa. You know why tsoy is not muksa? Because dogs eat human waste. Vichitema, you'll tell me, Vloychazi Le Masmoil. It's not Muchan Masmoil, because when did the waste come out of the child's body? It came out of the child's body on Shabbos. And we know, we spoke about one of the fundamental types of muksa, the first muksa we encounter in Masech Tebeya, is noilad, something that got created in Shabbos. This tzoya got created in Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. I'll prove to you that that's not noilad. For Tanya, noiris hama, the halacha is like this. Every person on Shabbos has a tchum. 2,000 amma, from where? From where he was, ben Ashmosh's Friday afternoon. And it's not only people. It's every item. So your kalim, your food, all have a tchum. But let's say you have Naharas Hamoshkin, flowing rivers, Mayanis Hanovim, a spring, Harein Karagli Kaladim. What is their tchum? They're flowing, they're constantly flowing. So their halacha, Chazal say, is that you go not where they were Bein Hashmashes. If you pick up that water to drink on Shabbos, that's the tchum. So, you see that it wasn't here before Shabbos, yet Chazal consider it as where you are before Shabbos. The same thing, even though the Tzoy wasn't here before Shabbos, it's considered like it was here. Ask the Ramban, fundamental Shaila. Everybody learned, Beish and Olda B'yontiv is Muksa. Ask the Ramban, why is it Muksa? Just like the Tzoy, it wasn't in the world before Shabbos. It just came to the world, and what are we saying? That's good enough that it shouldn't be Muksa. So how come Beya? Everybody learned Masech Tebeya. It's no more muksa. It's coming. It's like the tzoya. So Ramban says, beautiful teretz. He says, where was the Beya before it was born on Shabbos Yontif? It was part of its mother. An egg of a mother is part of the mother. And a chicken is muksa. So that's why it's muksa. But the tzoya, what was it part of? It was part of a human being. The human being is not muksa, so the tzoya is not muksa. Elahech asinei. What is the way to learn our Mishnah? Eima tzoyel shatana goylem. Even though the tzoyel shatana goylem is muksa, because dogs didn't eat it, however, mnei cotton. You're allowed to cover it up to avoid the children from getting dirty with it. Ask the Gemara, why do I need a special heter to cover it up? But typically, they have a graf shalrei, that it's a graf shalrei, that one of the halachas that we learned in Hilchos Muksa, if something is very disgusting, you could take it away. So this is obviously disgusting to have chicken waste in your dining room. So that's why you could take it away. V'chi teima, if you'll tell me, a graf shorei agav mona in. You only could carry out graf shorei when it's in a utensil. Iguf eloi. And like the Ritva explains it like this. He says, why would I think that you need to have it in a plate? He says, usually if muksin is in a plate, so Chazal said a chiddush, we just spoke about it the other day, yesterday, that it's a bosses. So Ritva says, the Gemara thinks that will relax the halacha of bosses in the case of a graf shorei. But something which is actually muksa, the graph itself, that I wouldn't let you touch. Says the Gemara, that's not true. For who achper, there was a mouse, the shtakabas farakmi the Ravashi, was found in Ravashi's home, vamla in the kitbitzitzitza, you could pick it up by its tail, vafkua. So now we're back to the question, what's the big chiddush of our Mishnah that you could cover up? The chicken waste, of course you could cover it up. It's a graf shorei, you could even take it out. Says the Gemara, it's in the ashpa. Where can I take out a graf shorei? Like I said before, if it's in your dining room. But if it's in the garbage, leave it there. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, svakat ma'ashpa my boy, just leave it there. What are the children doing it? Answer the Gemara, b'chotzer. It's talking that it's not in the garbage dump, it's in the yard. Says the Gemara, chotzer nami graf shoreihu. There's no difference between the yard and the dining room. Wherever people are, there's the concept of the graf shorei. Says the Gemara, b'ashpa shebechotzer. It's talking about that there was like a garbage dump in the yard. So to pick it up, there's no hazard to pick it up, because you can leave it there, it's a garbage dump. On the other hand, to leave it exposed, there's a concern that your children will play with it and get themselves all dirty, so Chazal allowed you to cover it up. Then we learned in the Mishnah, about Akrav Shloi Tishach, you're allowed to cover up on top of the scorpion that it shouldn't bite you. We're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Tosfos learns it very different. Amr Bishum Alevi, call him Azikim Narogim B'Shamas. Bishum Alevi says, you're allowed to kill any animal that could cause damage. Why? So the Gemara learns, and the Havamina Rashi explains, that even if this animal is not chasing you, since it's a Melachash and a Tzrich L'Gufa, we're going to pass on like Rav Shimon, that a Melachash and a Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter. Master Rav Yosef asks Rav Yosef, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Chamisha Narogim B'Shabbos. There are five animals which you may kill on Shabbos. Ve'elahim, Zvuv Shebe'eretz Mitzrayim, the bee from Eretz Mitzrayim, it's like a wasp, maybe a bee, a wasp, but Tzirish Shebe'ninveh, Ve'akriv Shebe'chedayev, these were especially dangerous, Ve'nachish Shebe'etz Yisrael, Ve'kel Shoitev, Mekomokin, anywhere. Now let's try to understand this Braisa. Ilem Le'b Yehuda, if you're going to tell me that the brisa going according to Rabbi Yehuda can't be, because as we said numerous times, Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda holds, Melachah Shein Etzrich L'Gufa Chayev Aleh. So how could you kill it? El Lav, Rav Shimon. It's only going according to Rav Shimon. Fahani, and what is the brisa saying? Dafka these five, who the Shari, that Chazal allowed you to kill. Achrin Eloi. So how could you ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, make a statement that any animal that's potentially dangerous you could kill? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Oman leimala dahamet arestihi." Who tells you that this brisa that we just quoted is a proper version? Dilma mishabeshtihi. Maybe it's an incorrect version. What he meant to say to Rishonim say was, "We didn't have a Kabbalah, we didn't have a Messiah that this brisa is authentic. So don't ask me questions from something which is not authentic." Amr Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Anomas ninala. I'm the one that learned this braisa. V'sivnala, I'm the one that asked the question from the braisa. V'nametritznala, I'm going to explain it. B'ratza achrav, v'divri hakol. This braisa is speaking about where the animal is chasing you. Where the animal is chasing you, so this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Where the animal is running after you, everybody will agree that you're allowed to kill it. Why? Because it's pikuach nefesh. That's certainly mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda. This braisa of Chamisha is only going according to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon tells us a kula. Since Rabbi Shimon holds the Melach Shein Etzrich L'Gufa, it's potter, and these animals are dangerous, so even though it's not running after you, but since it's anyway only a drabanan, Rabbi Shimon is mekel. Tana Tana Kamei D'Rav Barafuna. Ha'hoiri D'chosh Megram B'Shabbos. If somebody kills snakes or scorpions and shabbos, ain't ruach chassidim noichemeno. Chassidim aren't happy because he was Mechal Shabbos, because he killed in the Tilos Neshamas and Malacha. Amalei, so Rava told him back, I disagree. V'oisin Chassidim, ein ruach hakam and noichem mehem. Though I don't agree with them. If there's a dangerous creature, you should do anything. Says the Gemara, pligid Rav Huna. Rav is in disagreement with Rav Huna. Rav Huna chazil hu gavra. Rav Huna saw this person to kakotl zibura. He was killing a wasp. Amalei shlimta lakula. And if you kill this wasp, what do you accomplish? There are millions of wasps in the world. So if you kill one, if the wasp is out to get you, it's going to get you anyway. So you have no right to do it. So Rav holds you are allowed to kill it, even though there may be other ones out there. And Rav Huna held that you're not allowed to. It's brought down. The Sefer Megadim Chadashim has an arichas here that Arizal says that a person should never kill a living thing. If he could avoid killing a living thing, he should never kill a living thing. He should just try to chase it away if that's the way he could avoid the sakana.